Shall we pray together? Father in heaven, again, time has come that we would gather in our sacred tent doors. We're listening for that voice that has become so familiar. We're listening for none other than the voice of the Lord. Curiosity asks, what will you say to the church? Our commitment says that we are going to wait, hear it for ourselves. Our connection says that we're one with you. You invited us in that sacred relationship. And Lord, we said yes. Thy will be done means more to us than just words from the text. It is our surrender, our submission to the divine order that rests upon every life. That order is simply, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I, the Lord, your King, your God, your Savior, your friend, will give you rest. So, Lord, we sit at your feet, just like Mary. Not bothered by the things that are going on around us. Not concerned about yesterday's or even tomorrow's. Lord, the imperative is that we hear you now. This is the day that you've made for us, and we want to hear what you're saying to the church. Please, God, again, forgive us. Our many sins, and have mercy. The old songwriter said, draw me nearer to thy bleeding side. Bring us in close, Lord, so we'll hear you. And God, we pray that when we hear what you are saying, that we will then do what you said. God, make preaching a little easier. Make listening a little easier. Make worship a little easier. As we lift up and magnify your name, God, hear us in this place. We recognize the challenge of the enemy to distract us with crying babies and rustling papers and notes from friends and text messages and vibrations from the phone. But Lord, we're going to keep our eyes on you. Yes, sir. All that can wait. We're in the presence of the Most High. Come, Lord Jesus, in this place. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen. 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 And amen. Come on, let's bless his holy name. Oh, come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, just shout it one time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. Amen, amen, amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, because I know that that's where my help coming from. Look at your neighbor and say, my help coming now. You should have got me before my help comes. If you going to get me, Satan, you should have got me when I didn't have no help. But I got help coming from the Lord. Not your neighbor and say, I'm going to be all right now. Amen. Amen. My son said this to me. I told him I'm going to preach it, but he said this. This is a good one, Minister Wanda. He said, I may fall down, but I won't fall behind. I like that one. Amen. I like that one. I like that. I can work that. Amen. Yes, sir. I see that one working already. Amen. Look at somebody and say, you do know it's Jesus' birthday. Amen. Look at another somebody and say, you do know it's Jesus' birthday. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians, I'm going to take a little bit of your time. It's good to see y'all and good to know that the Lord is blessing each life. In case nobody told you, I'm going to be the one to tell you, know you're blessed. Oh, yes, you are. I can see the blessings all over your life. You stand there going, but I got bills. That means you're blessed. But I've been sick. That means you're blessed. I lost my job, but that still means you're blessed. I can't buy what I want to buy. That still means you're blessed. Amen. Count it all joy. No matter what happens, you got to still count your blessings. Amen. Matter of fact, when you get out of here today, get you a paper and a pencil and name them one by one. Amen. You get out of here talking, I ain't got nothing to do the rest of the day. Yes, you do. You got homework. Your neighbor said, I didn't come here to get no homework. But write them all down. You'd be amazed at how many blessings you write on that piece of paper. You're going to find yourself doing a praise dance and ain't no music playing. Your husband or wife going to look in there and say, what in the world? You say, oh, I'm just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. And watch them join in with you, because you know the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You're talking about cutting down on foolishness in the house. If we just spent more time blessing his holy name. Amen. That's free. That's bonus right there. 2 Corinthians, are you there? Did I tell you chapter 9? I'm telling you now, the 9th chapter, and want to come down to the summary argument of the 9th chapter in verse 15. And we'll be done with it. Amen. And my Bible is a New Living Translation, and it simply says, thank God for his son. A gift too wonderful for words. Look at your name and say, woo! Amen. You may be seated in the awesome presence of the Lord. Ushers, rest. You look so wonderful. You've done such a tremendous job. And everybody by now knows that Christmas is upon us. And, I don't intend to take away from the revelry of Christmas. I rather used to enjoy it myself. One of my aunts, when I was younger, decided to become a Jehovah's Witness. And she had 3 children at the time. And as everybody else in the family putting up trees and decorations, she did none of the such. My cousins were most set about the matter, because this was the first year that their mother was practicing this religion. And, of course, any of you know anything about the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't engage in Christmas and gathering and eating food and such. It's foolishness to them. But my aunt decided she was going to go all in. My grandmother called her And you know when your grandmama called, which was her mother, whenever you get a call from headquarters, something gonna give. My grandmother said to her, and I won't call my aunt's name because some of y'all will Google her and tell I talked about her. But she said, you know, when you were a child, your daddy and I spared no expense to make sure you all had a good Christmas. And she said, we would do the best we could. She said, now these children deserve to have a good Christmas. And I don't care about your argument about what the temple requires and what Jehovah would do, but these children deserve a good Christmas. Grandma said, and the truth be known, it ain't about what we buy nobody anyhow, but we buy stuff for people. She said, so if you ain't gonna give them nothing, I will. And she said to my grandmother, making her best argument, that it would be tantamount to overruling her and stepping out of bounds. And grandma said, watch your mouth. I brought you here. I make the rules. And she explained to her that every father knows how to love his child. And a few little things ain't gonna hurt them children none at all. So it was Christmas, and here we are now, and many of us are much older, and we're on the other end of Christmas now. It's one thing when you're on this end of Christmas. It's another thing when you're on this end of Christmas. Amen. I prefer to be on that end of Christmas. Amen. But it is unfair of us to suggest now that we are on the other end of Christmas, that Christmas should not be Christmas. I have not a problem with it, but I think that there is a place that we ought to go visit. And that is the place where Christ is Christmas. I am convinced there is no Macy's or Belk's or Nordstrom's in heaven. I don't think that they are shopping. I don't think that there are Salvation Army kettles among the streets in the kingdom. But I think they know the real deal up around heaven. And I want to say to you today that God has been good to us. Yeah. Took some of y'all a few minutes to get that, but God has been good to us. But now I hear the Holy Spirit saying, hold it, boy. You said God has been good. I want to remind the church that God is good right now. And of all of the things I can thank him for, I think I'll just thank him for right now. I'm not going to wait for Tuesday morning. I'm not going to wait another moment. I'm going to do like Grandma said. And every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, and oh, I just had a flashback blessing. Because I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave. But he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. God has been good, is good, and good forevermore. Thanks be unto God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I might not have a chance in a minute. I'm going to thank him right now. Thank you. I can breathe. I can lift up my hands. I can scratch my own head. Thank you. Thank you. He's an awesome God. So Paul says, thank God for his son. You You know, some of y'all going to be disappointed Tuesday. Some of y'all ain't going to get what you wish for. You're going to have a case of the air in the jaws. You're going to be sitting around rolling your eyes and because he didn't go to Jared. And he forgot every kiss begins with K. That's all right. Just remember that 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15 said, don't thank Herbert for the ring. Don't thank the children for the robe. Thank God for his son. And he ain't got to come wrapped under no tree. He ain't got to be in no string of lights. He ain't got to be in nothing extraordinary special. But every time you thank God for his son. He said, don't you forget that every good and perfect gift has come down from the Father. I've got no problem with y'all being nice one to the other. That's fine. That's fine. But don't get it twisted. Folk can be funny sometimes. Some of us will extend ourselves tremendously to show ourselves loving. I solved it in my house, Deacon Anderson. Told my wife that she was so valuable and so precious, nothing could touch her. So I gave her nothing. I figured I'd try it here first. See how she looked over there. I looked like I'm going to be in one of them last minute crowds. I thought she'd shout hallelujah. I heard what she shouted, but it wasn't audible. But he says, he said, just keep in mind, I'm about there. He said, just keep in mind that every good and perfect gift has come down from the Father. Then the writer says, he shall be born of a virgin. Wow. Thank God. For Jesus. Somewhere along the line, I think that this truth in the gospel is often overlooked. Not enough scrutiny is given to the Son. We don't have to go by the manger anymore, not necessary. We don't have to worry about the magi and the shepherds who were in their fields, all of those are wonderful accompaniments. But the reality is we got a savior out the deal. We got a savior out the deal. Mary, we could talk about that, and I'm not going to, but we could talk about the fact that Mary was astonished and surprised and blessed this event unto you. Oh, wonderful. But we got a savior out the deal. We don't have to worry about the innkeeper, and we don't have to worry about what gifts they brought him. And some would say that is the reason why we give gifts. And that's fine. I don't argue with you. That's what you want to do. But I do say, those of you who are giving gifts, don't rob God trying to give stuff to folk. Amen. Only 9 of y'all agree with me. But he is the savior of the world. In fact, when you meet your atheist friends for the next couple days, just remind them he saved you too. You ought to thank God with your atheist self, that you're alive. You ought to thank God that you got a roof over your head and clothes on your back and a little money to spend. Thank God that he made a way for us going to heaven someday. that's part I get excited about. I'm telling you now that getting a Savior out the deal, that's a bonus. Because of Jesus, we can go to heaven someday. No man comes to the Father except by me. Look at them and say, I'm going that way. That's the way I'm going. I am going through Christ Jesus to see my Father. That's why that writer wrote that song. Said, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. I'm going to heaven someday. Christmas will be gone about 24 hours after it starts officially. All we're going to have then is a trip to the dump. Somebody got to clean up all that stuff. And then by January the 22nd, we're going to be sitting there going, this don't make no sense. Who went to Toys R Us again? I would say right now the time to reach in your pocket to make sure your plastic is still there. Check your 401k. See who's been dipping in the fun. But that's going to end. The turkey gonna be ate up, the cranberry sauce, all that stuff is gone. But how many know he's from everlasting to everlasting? Jesus is Lord. So he says, this is what's important. And I want you to understand that you are a real somebody to your Father. Yes, sir. I want you to understand that. I don't want you to be all set aback about no boxes. Tell you something. Don't ever worry again about what you didn't get. I just told you what you got. You got the Son forevermore. And how many know that no matter how jacked up and twisted we get it, he already promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Who wouldn't love a God like that? He says, thank him. And he says, he reminds us of how precious we are. So I would say that you got something to shout about. Yes, sir. Thank you. You don't need nobody to make you shout. You can just think up a shout. And you matter to God. You're wonderful to God. You are the apple of his eye. Amen. He finds you lovely above the most lovely. Even Solomon in all of his finery. You standing right there and the Lord said, look at my baby. That's my girl right there. That's my boy. Look at my children, how beautiful they are. Precious in his sight. Remember that song we sang when we were children? Jesus loved the little children. All the precious in his sight, red and yellow, black and white. Some of y'all didn't go to kindergarten. Precious to the Lord. So he says, let's just recognize this gift that's too wonderful for words. He's inexplicably Christ. Something about giving, something about receiving that brings us into a harmonious agreement, relationship, if you will. We give things to people because we love them. Give things to people with motives. We got an agenda. Listen, nobody ever gives you anything without a motive. So if you get a real big box, you got some big box owing. And some said if you get a real tiny box, you're in debt forever. Nobody, hold on, don't fold up your tent yet. Nobody gives without some expectation of what's coming
back to me. Some people say, well, the children, when the children were small, we say things like we just like to see that look on their face and their joy. But let them break something. Especially if they break it that day. First thing we say, you know how much I paid for that? Let them lose it. Let them not find it. You say, where's that dust and dust I bought you that thing? I can't find it. What you mean you can't find it? Me and your daddy worked hard to buy whatever that thing was. What do you mean you don't know where it is? You better go find it. Responsibility to that receiving thing. Let somebody not appreciate what we give. If Miss Davis was here, I would, but I can't. But let them not appreciate it. And you know what's going to break loose around the house now. What you mean? That ain't what you wanted. That's what you got. It's the same. You ever notice when people give you not the right one, they all tell me it's the same thing? No, mama, this is a Sega Genesis. They don't make these no more. I said Xbox. But the man at the store says the same thing. Y'all have noticed that? Some of y'all parents gonna use that line, ain't you? Y'all come on back to church. But let it not. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying Paul puts us on notice here. This is a gift that words will not describe. How can we not be excited about the birth of Jesus? The commercial version of it is what it is. I mean, come on. But theologically, proper understanding of the gift moves us differently. The truth of the gospel is that without the birth of Christ, we have no Savior. I said this to you a couple of years ago in the preaching moment. Jesus wasn't the only baby born that night. But he was the only baby Jesus born that night. And we ain't getting it caught up, twisted about the fact that we don't know who he is. Because the Bible says, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. I think that's exciting because when you know that God is with you, some things you won't do. Some of y'all are saying, can I leave him home for next year? No. God with us. Paul says, please understand how wonderful you are to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That night when Jesus came, all things were coming together real good. And he gave us his son. And that's why we worship him. That's why we praise him and lift up our hands and lift up our voice and sweat a little bit and do stuff that folk ordinarily don't see us do. That's why you have to be careful about bringing folk to church with you who didn't know you were Christians. Because when you get in here and think about the goodness of the Lord and you go to waving and shouting and jumping, they look at you like, and you have to explain. You get they scared to ask you why you're here. And they get back to work. They say, excuse me, can I ask you? You know, yesterday something happened. You say, oh, that's my get into it thing. That's not, I can't help it. It's because every time I think about it, I can't help it. And I'm telling you now that every now and then, I just have to remember what he done for me. And because I'm precious. That old song, they say, I gotta praise, gotta praise, gotta, that every time I recognize the sovereignty of God, the love of God, the help and my help, I gotta say something back to him. And the only thing I can come up with is thank him. So he gave me something. He reminded me that he came to save us. So when we think about it, And that's all we want you to do. It's a good time to be leaving. It's just a matter of what's in it for me. I was going to talk about it from that perspective. Had several title ideas. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Everything. It's the whole ball of wax, the whole enchilada. This is everything. What have I got? Well, you know, trust me in this. Some of us would do well to not ask for anything. Don't ask for nothing. Just say, y'all go ahead. And when you don't ask for nothing and you don't get nothing, that's all right. Because you can tell them like Esau, I have more than enough. And they say, well, what did you get for Christmas? Honey, it ain't what I get. It's what I gave. I gave him my life for Christmas. Because he gave me his life. Calvary's cross. He died for me. You know, Jesus could have got selfish, stuck up in sophomore and said, I ain't dying for these people. When I came to town, they didn't even welcome me. They throw rocks at me and plucked out my beard. I'm going home. Some of y'all would have walked away from the assignment based on how people treated you. Jesus said, I love them. Jesus said, they matter to my daddy. Because they matter to my daddy, I'm going to finish the job. I looked at every one of them and I saw their faults. I saw their shortcomings. I know they lie and cheat and steal. I know they don't tithe. I know they don't come all the time. I know they got their moments. They're finicky like that. But my daddy said, die for them. And because my daddy put me on assignment, I'm going to give. I'm going to stay right here. Dying no more. And I'm going to wait till my daddy wake me up. I'm not going to get up on Saturday. I'm not going to get up late Friday. I'm going to wait till my daddy said rise. Because I love him. And because all things have to be fulfilled according to the script that my daddy wrote, I'm not supposed to die too soon. And I won't die too late. And I won't get up too early. But I will get up early. Because I love them. And when you look at Christmas, look at Jesus. Look at him and recognize that you've got a wonderful gift. You breathe because of Jesus. You go and you come because of Jesus. Some argue and say, well, you know, the world was existing before he came, but it sure changed when he got here. Ain't nothing been the same since Jesus showed up. In your life, can't you testify that ever since you've been with him, ain't nothing been the same? That's why they sing that song, that friend don't treat me like they used to. Just because of Jesus. So he reminds us that it is a wonderful gift. So don't worry about the manger story. That's good history. Don't worry about shepherds, magi, drummer boys. What you ought to do going forward is thank God for his son. And every now and then, you ought to put some serious thought into it. Recognizing that he redeemed us. Yes, sir, he is our redeemer. Somebody even you're saying that does something to you. Redeemer. I am redeemed. Bought with a price. See, that's special right there. Look at them and say, you don't know what it costs to get my kind. I'm worthy of the cost. I am redeemed. And not only did he redeem me, but he gave me my rejoicing. I'm happy in the Lord. That's why when they talk about joy, I get joy. That's why when they talk about peace, I get peace. When they talk about love, I know love. For greater love hath no man than this, that he will lay down his life for his friend. I'm so glad that Jesus is my friend. That's why when they talk about friends, I call his name. He is my friend. He sticks closer to me than my brother. Sometimes folk act kind of funny around me. There are some folk that used to call me that don't call me no more. There's some folk that used to buy me lunch, don't buy me lunch no more. There are some folk that used to make sure I was on the A-list. I'm not on any list no more. There are those that used to lift me up and call me some kind of special, but they don't lift me up. They just tear me down nowadays. But I'm so glad to report that there is somebody. Anybody know who I'm talking about? His name is Jesus. Because it's almost Christmas, they say that's Mary's little baby. Some call him the Rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star. Some call him the Lily of the Valley. But I just call him Jesus. He is my way maker, my bridge builder, my water when I'm thirsty. Somebody said, what you're talking about, boy? I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm so glad to call his name. Anybody know there's power in that name? When you call that name, arthritis takes a back seat. When you call that name, cancer curls up and moves on. When you call that name, joy bells begin to ring. And I'm so glad. I said I'm glad I can call his name. Jesus is on the main line. You can call him up. Anybody feel like calling that name? Ain't God all right? Aren't you glad right now that God gave his son? He came down through 42 generations just to pick us up and turn us around. Ain't God all right? He's so wonderful to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. I thank God for Jesus. I tell you, I didn't always walk right, didn't always talk right, but I heard, I said I heard, the Lord said, come unto me, and I'll make it all right. All things will pass away, and all things will become new. They made a song about it. They said, I looked at my hands, and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Ain't God all right? Can you say yeah? Say yeah. I may not get anything on Tuesday morning. I told everybody don't worry about me, but I know something that they don't know. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Anybody got joy? Won't he give you joy? Say yeah. Joy in the morning, joy in the evening. Say joy, 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 joy. Ain't God all right? Say yeah, say yeah. Thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, Lord, for picking me up. Thank you, Lord. 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 Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. My soul getting happy now. I just want to tell him thank you, because I know I don't deserve it, but thanks be unto God for the son he gave. How many know he gave, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave? Thank you, Lord. When you listen, when you recognize what he gave, some may say we don't deserve it. Some may say we're vagabonds and misfits. But thanks be unto God
who can see the best in all of us. When the world wanted to throw us away. In fact, the writer declared, if my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. He loves you, children. I said, he loves you, children. He loves you so much that he hung, bled, and died. But this is his birthday. You remember that old song? They made the happy birthday version that got fancy with Stevie Wonder. You know, we like that new version. We the newfangled people. We don't do the old happy birthday now. We Stevie Wondered a little bit. But it's happy birthday Jesus time. And I'm going to tell you now, if you really want to be happy come Tuesday morning, just pick up your Bible. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And look at verse 15 one more time. And when folk look at you and say, you ain't got nothing, say, oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I got it all. Thanks be unto God. God, I just want to tell you thank you. Go on and eat your chitlins. Eat your greens and cranberry sauce. Go on around again. Put a little vinegar in them. Cut that pressure thing. But go on, go on. Enjoy the day. Rip open the boxes and run outside and see if a car in the driveway. Go for it. Go for it. But before you do any of that, fall down on your knees. Lift up your eyes unto the hills and say, Lord, it is what it is. But I thank God the sun came this morning, brightened up my day. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I belong to God. And I encourage you to remember this, not just for the rest of this day, but for the rest of your life, that God gave you something wonderful. And he loves you. Folk gonna treat you funny. You mind my words. Some of y'all gonna tell people come Tuesday that the pastor spoke as a prophet. Cause some folk gonna treat you funny come Tuesday when you don't come through. It's gonna be some children gonna have some attitudes. They gonna be standing looking at you like this. And you gonna try to negotiate. You gonna say, well, you got other stuff, but that ain't what I wanted. And it's going to take all you got not to bust somebody upside the head. Ain't no head busting like Christmas morning head busting. Come on, say amen, y'all. Because you sit there and go, you ungrateful little. So you, when you got to deal with that, say, hold on a minute. Pastor told me to break out my word. Get your Bible and say, listen, let me read this to you. I don't want you to read nothing to me. Every good and perfect gift has come down from the Father. And then remind them, say, listen, God is so wonderful that you may not have gotten it today. But there's a thing called one day at a time. You never know what God gonna do on the next one day at a time. And you don't have to concern yourself with whether or not you got the money. The book of Isaiah said, come by without cost. And I'm so thankful for God who's so liberal and loving that he lets me walk with him, lets me hang out with him. So don't get it twisted. He loves you. And I tell you, like I tell everybody, it is better to be surprised than disappointed. Don't ask for nothing. and let the chips fall where they may. I'll use that one this time. I'm telling you now, I've gotten to the point where the word makes me so happy that I don't let nothing get to me. I'm serious. I'm so thankful for Jesus. I don't want anything. I'm not saying that I'm not a person who enjoys good things, but I'm telling you, it's his birthday. Bless your children. Have fun with it. Husbands, do something for your wife. Wives, do something for your husbands. Brothers and sisters, do what you're going to do, but don't stretch. Don't go too, don't get in debt. Don't go to Title Max and pawn the darn car. You're going to need that to go to work to pay the bills. Amen. You stand in Title Max going PlayStation car. No, keep the car. And listen, don't go all the way up to your credit line trying to buy stuff. Just do what you can do. Amen. Just tell them, and listen, mom and them can't afford that right now, babe. Teach your children economics. So listen, we ain't making but so much. We can't buy all that stuff. Your daddy done got straight. He don't shoplift and buy bootleg no more, so we ain't get no deals like that no more. Last year, your daddy was getting them deals. He done found Jesus now. I just love to bless y'all. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Your daddy done messed around and got saved. Now we can't. Christmas bad for everybody, baby. I was looking for a little DVD myself. But he loves you. He loves you. That's why y'all come to Brookville, so y'all can feel lighter. That pastor is crazy. Let me tell you what the truth of it is. You got a gift. Now you have to make a decision. Let's stand on our feet. We're going. It's time to go. Here's what Paul is also saying. Three precious things have happened. The first precious thing is that he considers us worthy. That's why he gave us his son. See, there's some things that some folk ain't gonna never qualify you for. How many of you have ever been rejected because of a credit check? Denied a job because of a background check? See, folk always looking for what's wrong with you. You know, when they do those things, they're not looking for what's right with you. They're trying to find what's wrong with you. But he counted us worthy. And the Bible says, for unto us, we got a Savior. Tell your neighbor, say, that's me. Second thing to understand is he considered the worth. See, kind of us worthy, but he considered the worth, the value of what he was giving. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave us only. When you ain't got but one, that's high. That's value. He considered it. Said, you know what? See, he could have sent Moses back. Could have sent Abraham. He could have sent. There's a line of candidates. You remember Isaiah himself said, "Hear my Lord, send me." You know, if he volunteered before, he probably volunteered again. The Lord said, no. Sit down. And he looked over at Jesus, who was minding his own business. He said, "Son, now is the time." And Abraham looked over at Jesus and said, "I know what sacrifice is like." And Isaac stuck his head around the corner and said, "I was up on that mountain that day." Jesus said, "I got this." He considered the word. But then he considered the win. The W-I-N. Because he knew that by sending Jesus, we win. Because there is no other name in heaven or earth by which men can be saved except the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love that name. It saved me.
And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Nudge your neighbor and say, have you called that name yet? Did they give you a thumbs up? Did they give you a high five? Did they say, I know that name? He saved me. So, it's a win for us. If you're here today and you have not called that name, on your way out, may be too late. Y'all do it now. Because you're worthy. You ain't gonna get, your credit score ain't going up no time soon. You're not gonna be given a top secret clearance no time soon. Some of you will never be allowed in the White House. Some of you can't even get on an airplane without going through screening properly. But I know somebody who will take anybody. If you just call that name, you're worthy. And he knows the worth of what he gave. That's why we haven't had to repeat the manger scene. That's why we don't have no more virgin births. Amen. One time only. You know what I love about Jesus? He proves to us that God can alter the laws of everything. You do know that some of you are still alive because God altered the law of something. Something should have got you by now, but God altered the law. That's why the guilty walk around free. Because God altered the law. You knew you were caught red-handed. But God altered the law and said, forgiven. Every now and then in my quiet time, that's what I keep hearing. Forgiven. Sometimes when I beat myself up about old things, I hear him say, forgiven. When folk remind me of old things, I hear him say, forgiven. Can I tell you why it's such a wonderful gift? Here's a gentleman who knows everything about you and still loves you. There's some folks standing by you that got rings on their finger that you gave them and papers with your names on it. Live in the house you live in, don't know everything. Matter of fact, if they knew everything, they wouldn't even stand by you. But I hear him saying, forgiven. What a wonderful gift. Somebody today, you ought to make a decision about a God like that. If you're here today and you know that you've made any error, man born of a woman is full of trouble. And our days sometimes get short, but here's a God who says, I know all that, but I love you so much that I'll call you my own. And John backed him up by saying, beloved, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But when he appears, who? Jesus. We're going to be like him. Look at your name and say, you look familiar. That's your cousin right there. That's your brother, your sister. Somebody today, would you make a decision? If all of you today, standing where you are, have a certainty regarding your salvation and your station with Christ, remain where you are. It's okay. But the second thing I want to ask you is, could you use a little restoration work? Maybe a little brushing up. Some of the edges have gotten a little rough. Maybe you just want to step out today and say, you know, in light of his birthday, I want to give myself again for a little touch up. Come on in and let the Lord massage on you a little bit and remind you of how wonderful you are. Like an old letter from home, you know, any of y'all got old letters, you go back and read them every now and then just to get that warm feeling again. See, that's what he said to me. I believe the Lord wants to say to you today that I still love you and I got my arms around you again. I want to pull you in close.
and let you feel my breath on your neck. I want to rub you on the back of your head and tell you how much I love you. It's just a little reminder of how loving your God is. Can you just stand to have him put his arms around you once more? Say, God, just come on and love me like you used to. That's why we are always hugging each other in the church. We're always serving as reminders of what agape love is. Let the Lord love on you today. Just restoration. Just maybe you just want to come back and say, Lord, I'm still with you. Just re-enlist with him one more time. Just say, Lord, I know that you know, but I'm still with you. That they may not know, Lord, but I want you to know that we still got it like that. Can we just hug on each other, Lord, today? Let him just put his arms around you. Because he loves you like that. Amen. It's all right. It's all right. All I want to do is say, God, it's still us. It's almost your birthday, but it's still us. And it's all good. Maybe you just want to remind him that you did make a commitment to him. And we're closing out toward the end of the year and you didn't get all of it done. You just want to remind him that you didn't quit. And you may be running out of time, but you didn't run out of desire. Maybe I didn't do all I promised you last year, Lord, or early in the year, but I didn't quit, God. I may have gotten distracted. I may have run into some difficulty, but Lord, I'm still going in that direction. I'm not there yet, but I'm still on my way. Maybe you just want to remind him of the commitment you made to him, that you promised him that I would serve him till I die. Lord, I'm still there. I'm not a quitter. I got bumped around a little bit. I ran into some difficulty. Some stuff happened, but God, I still remember that I said I would. And I'm here to stand one more time, Lord. It's the 23rd day. You know, in the commercial industry, they have closeout sales and last items and all that kind of stuff. So maybe today you just want to have your clearance and your closeout. You want to let old things pass away. And for the last 7 or 8 days of this calendar year, you want to start a new inventory. You want to clear the books on some things. So Lord, this is my release moment. I'm going to come and stand up here and say, I'm done with that. And I'm not going to spend the next few days of 2012 going over old business. I'm done with that. I'm just coming now, Lord, to say, release. I'm releasing my children. I'm releasing my bad finances. I'm releasing my sickness. I'm releasing these hard feelings. I'm releasing my bad marriage. I'm releasing. Just letting it go because I need to walk in the newness of life. So God, I just want you to accept my offer. Would you come? And lastly, I think this is going to get everybody. Would you pray with us? It's a prayer time now. It's a time to thank God for his son. Prayers of the righteous availeth much. Boy, y'all some wonderful people in the Lord. You are beautiful to God. Don't miss the beauty of who you are in Christ Jesus. You're going to have the privilege, the benefit now of holding some beautiful hands and rubbing shoulders with the chosen of God, the royal priesthood. That's who you are. Every one of you, that's who you are. The royal priesthood of God. You may never, ever, ever get to see the Pope at the Vatican. You may never, ever, ever get to stand next to some of the greatest preachers of our time. But you are a royal priesthood. You don't have to have a cleric collar. You don't have to have a chain or anything like that. You don't have to have a big cross and put it in the right pocket as the bishop. You don't have to be identified as elder nobody. But Peter reminds us that we are a royal priesthood. In the words of Popeye, I am what I am. And that's what you are. That's who you are right now. You don't have to wait to go to the convention for them to lay hands on you. You don't have to wait for somebody to say they see it in you. I'm telling you now that the word says that's what you are. And you may not have read it for yourself, but I just told it to you. Maybe you've been denied your priestly privileges, but you're chosen. Ain't nothing like getting chosen. Am I right about it? You know, when they call you, you say, who, me? Lord say, yes, you. Come on up. You can be like the blind man on the side of the road with folk. You've been hollering for Jesus all this time, and when he called you, you act like they say, go, because the master calleth thee. Nudge your neighbor and say, I got to go now. Because when Jesus calls, I got to go. I got to get to skipping. You got to tell some folks, screws me. I got to go. The Lord calleth me. You are chosen. Listen here, don't you walk out of here today beneath your privilege. I don't care what nobody know about you. I don't care what they make up about you. The Bible says, I'm a royal priesthood. God sent his son to pay my price. I couldn't afford it, but Jesus came and said, let me see the books. How much does he owe? He's over his limit, Lord. Well, I'm going to lift his limit higher. Matter of fact, I'm going to clear the books. Start him over. But Lord, he's prone to mess up. He can mess up as much as he want to mess up because I paid it all. Some of us know we on the frequent mess up plan. And the Lord said, that's all right. I know you better than you know yourself. So God bless you today. It's time for y'all to go. I've got pressing matters ahead. The Cowboys are playing the Saints. It's important that the Cowboy fans start their vigil. Redskins are 8-6. The Giants are 8-6. Somebody got to break out. It's got to be Dallas. I believe the Lord is saying, no, I'm just kidding. I wonder, does he give you credit for begging? I'm going. Amen. God bless you. Listen, be safe. Have a great holiday. We'll see you again on next Sunday. We're not going to have a early morning service on Christmas. I thought about it. I really did. I thought about it, and then I didn't want to, whatever, I thought about it. But I want y'all to be safe. The hand you're holding is, again, a royal priesthood. These are really special people. Even those of you who didn't come all the way forward, you're holding somebody's hand back there. You're putting your arms around somebody. You're looking around for your sons and daughters, your kids, because you want to put your eyes on something special. We see something in each other that often reminds us of possibility. Sometimes we see in each other our failings and we see our successes. Sometimes we see in each other just hope. Sometimes when we look around, we would rather look on the lives of others because our lives at that present moment are difficult. And we just want to remind ourselves that, you know, if God did it for him, God did it for her. Come on, I got to be a candidate. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for a miracle. Tell your neighbor, don't get out the line. Don't. Whatever you do, stay in the line. It may seem like many seasons, but stand in line. Just like being in the grocery store, when you look down and see a shorter line, you jump out of that line, get over there, and then you look back in the line you was in, they gone. And you stand there and say, now, you know what? Because as soon as you get down there, somebody got to do a price check. And then you leave that line and go to another line. You say, well, I got this one. And next thing you know, that line gone. And you say to yourself, I should have stayed in that line. So wait, because you know what Isaiah said. They that wait on the Lord shall. Nudge your neighbor and say, I know you got some shall business. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. God bless you. Listen. Love each other. Somebody made that song, said, why can't we give love on Christmas? Love each other. Don't let your heart get broken over stuff. Amen. Just love each other. You ain't got no money. You got love. You may not be able to buy everybody something, but you can love everybody. Amen. I'm just trying to help you now because I know what Christmas does to people. You know, the highest suicide rates occur during Christmas. Folks get frustrated and bent out of shape. Look in each other's eyes and see pain and deal with it. Say, wait a minute, you don't look right. Come here, let me put my arms around you. You know, just a hug make a difference sometimes. You ever hug somebody and emotion just overflow just because you hugged them? They needed that. Amen. Don't be scared to hug nobody. Men folk, brothers, don't be scared to hug another brother. He needed. Our brothers need love. Sisters, love each other. And then don't worry about buying them. Stop buying love. Don't buy love. Just give it away. Amen. Money can't buy me love. Amen. So don't worry about it. Tuesday gonna come and go, trust me. But the Lord will remain. So y'all be nice to each other, all right? Amen. Anybody?